Welcome, everybody, to episode 376 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug. What is up, gents?
Nothing good.
Yeah, nothing good, especially audio on this show to start with, that's for sure. So what's up?
That's all your fault.
Yeah, blame me. Exactly. Or you
can blame. That's who else are we going to blame?
Well, you can
This is originally your show. So who else is that?
You could blame Bernie Sanders, who's in chat. What's up, Bernie Sanders? Grippers in chat.
MXT. That has to be.
Of course, it's MXT, guys.
Well, who's Mad Hamster then?
I don't know. That's a good question. Good question.
It's probably Freak 5 Chaos.
Yeah. They censored his name because they know he's so vile.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I sent the link into the Wicked Radio chat. We're having some problems with Wicked Radio Network, the site, but alas, I have a backup. So,
so unfortunately, you guys are stuck with us.
Yes, you are. Without further ado, let's get into the news. It might be a short show today. I got called into work, so let's get the news started, Eric.
From Silly String Arrow, we've got JRPG Trilogy The Eat is bringing Dragon Girls to Steam. Playism is bringing all three The Eat games to Steam soon. It'll be the debut of doujin dev Umewashiba. Says three titles will be sold as a single package on Steam, no DLC, and will cost $2.99.
Yeah,
I think it's supposed to be Lie Eat.
Lie,
like it says here, the lie eating dragon and the vermilion vampire. So I think it's supposed to be Lie Eat.
I gotcha. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like follow a dragon girl who eats lives. She turns them into physical beings, apparently. So I don't know.
There you go. All right. Well, that's a nifty price, $2.99 for all three. It's a good price.
It could be an RPG Maker game. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I was going
to
say...
Say RPG Maker sounds like a compliment to the graphics of this game.
Yeah, it looks like a Game Boy Color game.
That's what I was
that's
thinking.
Actually, the vibe I kind of get off the visuals is Earthbound.
Yeah, maybe.
That, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I mean,
Yeah,
this looks like it's somewhere between 8 and 16-bit as far as, like, graphic.
Unlike RPG Maker games I played recently, this game's clearly using the RGB, and then they're using custom splash screens for everything else.
Yeah, it looks okay. All right, guys, maybe this will look a little bit better. This is coming to us from Silicon Era. Narcissu 2.
Narcissu. Like as in Narcissus.
Himeko's epilogue, now available on Steam. Sekai Project has released Narcissu 2, Himeko's epilogue, as part of the Narcissu 10th Anniversary Anthology Project on Steam. As the title suggests, it details the final moments of Himeko's story after the events of Narcissu 1st and 2nd. It's an effort to remake and expand the original two visual novels, made possible due to a successful Kickstarter campaign.
The original two Narcissu games are available for free.
Yeah, so you can purchase it for $2.99 or you can fork out $29.99 on a season pass that will get you all parts of the Narcissu 10th Anniversary Anthology Project as they're released. So there you go. I never saw any of these. Eric, have you played any of these?
No, I haven't had time.
Yeah.
I'm mainly just waiting for the remakes of Narcissu 1 and 2 first before even tackling these.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Break, can you read the next story, please?
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. I'm glad I got this story.
I'm glad you got it.
I wanted this story, damn it.
A Merman Tail Wrestling RPG is on the way because everybody was begging for this one.
Oh, my God.
Argentinian studio. Wow, Argentinian. Really? Studio Beevil? I'm going to go with Beevil. Has announced Tail Wrestling. It's a game that will be the first part of its Free Merman series. And it'll be out on
Free Merman One Cup.
Yes, it'll be out on iOS and Android. I don't don't even know how they poop. And how did they poop? Do they poop like fish?
Yeah.
Have a cloaca.
Oh, God. Tail wrestling has you playing as a merman who, yes, competes in tail wrestling. It's to be an RPG of sorts with elements of tapping games, reaction games, simulation games, and point-and-click adventure also making it in here. You'll have to progress your merman in order to stay on top of the competition. You'll also be able to unlock new merman and find secrets throughout the game. And I just want to say this because it shows in the little video – are you merman enough?
I know. I think this is extremely stupid, and yet I'm very intrigued.
Yes, I want to know more about this. Speaking of unlocking mermen, Beevil is conducting a series of interviews with real mermen.
Real, quote unquote.
Who will be unlockable in the game? The first of these is Tony Ray. And that's R-A-Y, and blah, 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 you can look on. But, yeah, so this game is coming to iOS and Android. And we will be looking out for this game.
I want to play this game so bad, guys. You have no idea. We got to know more about this game. Eric, try to get the developers to give us some play on this game, man.
They're Argentinian. This might be really hard. You know?
I can't play it, though, because I don't have a smartphone.
Well, then.
Well, why do you have to be different? What's wrong with you?
Breakman will play it.
What is this?
Conform.
Mouse works kind of like a touch controls.
Breakman will play it. That's for sure.
Let's shame him until he conforms. Conform.
Yeah, let's see if we can get some review codes for this game, man. We gotta play this game for sure. Yes. All right.
I suspect we could devote an entire episode to this game alone.
Most likely, man. It's
the most bizarre thing I've heard this year.
All right, Mug, what's the next story, man?
All right, coming to us live from Gematsu.com. Seventh Dragon, the third code. It's a Roman numeral 3. It's either Seventh Dragon 3 or Seventh Dragon the third.
It is code. Seventh Dragon 3. 2 is okay. Technically 2020, 2022.
Oh, fun. Okay. Seventh Dragon 3 code VFD coming to the Americas this summer. 3DS RPG is the first Seventh Dragon game released in the West. That series is really old, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sega is bringing Seventh Dragon code VFD to the Americas this summer, the publisher announced. It will cost $39.99 US and $54.99 in Monopoly money. The turn-based dungeon RPG tasks players with saving the world with a group of customizable characters with diverse party roles. While this will be the first Seventh Dragon game released in the West, knowledge of previous titles is not required to enjoy the story. The world is engulfed in a time of darkness and great peril. In the year 2100, dragons have descended upon Earth, and humanity is at the mercy of these terrifying beasts. However, not all is lost. As a protagonist, the player will team up with Nodens Enterprises, a video game company dedicated to stopping the dragon menace, to become a dragon hunter and the eventual savior of the universe. Though times are bleak, Nodens Enterprises has found a way to tip the scales in favor of mankind. By traveling through time to three different eras, the protagonist can upset the balance of the dragon's power. Who's playing audio? This will give
I don't
them
know. The advertisements can't be muted. No, I'll just close the browser.
This will give them the edge to defeat the true dragons and stand a chance against the most powerful one of them all, the Seventh Dragon.
Oh, we finally get to
VFD. Yeah. We have a title. Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of features that...
There was a king decree while you were making your announcement on this.
Dragon.
A king decree.
Yes, a king decree that henceforth Canadian money shall now be known... as Monopoly money.
Yes, because it is. Henceforth. It's Monopoly money. And that's what you get.
Anyways,
Canada.
I think it's amazing that Sega's actually not being shit for this year.
Yeah, you sent
Valkyria Chronicles.
We're
only 5
days. It's only February.
We're only 5 days into February, dude.
Yeah.
We're only 5 days into February. Give them time. They will be shitty.
Yeah, they just have to announce a Sonic game to be shitty.
They'll find time to live up to your expectations there.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about the Sonic Boom games.
Oh, boy.
That's coming out this year. That was delayed to this year.
On that note, let's move on to the next story because Sega sucks still. Even though they're trying to make amends.
Better.
Yeah, I got that email you sent me, Eric. It's pretty interesting.
It's like they needed to take a break or something so they could recuperate.
Yeah. All right, this comes.
I think they need to take a longer break, and this is just like a. This is just this is getting your hopes up for what's not gonna what they're really gonna give you.
The refractory period is over.
Yeah. The honeymoon period will end soon, and soon they will.
Not the honeymoon. The refractory period.
Yeah,
refractory.
They already they already live.
After you've had an orgasm, the amount of time before you can get aroused again.
I guess. I guess.
The, oh God!
I guess.
Get away
I guess
from
the release. The moment of release was Yakuza 5, and, and then they had a refractory period. Now it's.
You mean Yakuza?
I'm gonna go play Xbox. Don't touch me. I'm done. I gotta go play Xbox.
Dungeon Buster says, "We're sorry, but Valkyria Azura Revolution will never be localized." Rage.
What?
Yeah.
I don't see that in Ustream chat.
He's in the Wicked Radio chat. Gripper and Dungeon are in the Wicked Radio chat.
Why does it like them but not me?
I don't know.
Because they're in the IRC chat directly. They're not on the
Wicked Radio. Oh, that's why.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Compile Heart announces Black Rose Valkyrie for PlayStation 4. Famitsu's review. Compile Heart has announced a new RPG to release on PlayStation 4. New project features character designer Kosuke Fujishima from the Tales of series and scenario writer Takumi Miyajima, the Tales of Symphonia and Tales of the Abyss writer. So there's some details in Famitsu's latest magazine, and there's a nifty little trailer. So. Something new. Hopefully it'll come.
Also, the game uses live 2D, just like Neptunia does.
There you go. So,
but hopefully they actually take this game seriously, and it's not like generic anime fantasy crap like Fairy Prince Earth. Not that Fairy Prince Earth was a bad game, it just could have been a lot better.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders says, vote for the only man on Earth who is alive to be at Frank Branch's first birthday party. You son of a bitch.
So we're not going to acknowledge the fact that
there are people older
Frank's
than Bernie Sanders. What's wrong with Nifty?
I don't know, man. All right, Mug, let's go on to the next story, dude.
Oh, I thought you were going to go to Eric next. No, all right.
He switched up on you, man.
So yeah.
What's that?
He switched up on you.
It's yeah.
Like, I know. He's like, nice. I was expecting him to keep the same order going. Okay. From Gematsu, survival horror Holot is coming to PS4 on March 8th. Find out the cause between the Dyatlov Pass incident. In case you didn't know, this game is Russian. Image.pro is bringing survival horror game Khalat, which first launched for PC on June 10th of last year, to PlayStation 4 on March 8th, the developer announced. Khalat is inspired by the Dyatlov Pass incident, an event of unknown cause that took the life of 9 Russian students hiking the Ural Mountains on the night of February 2nd, 1959. The player will visit the Ural Mountains with the task of finding out what really happened. Imogen.pro also announced that in commemoration of the Dyatlov Pass incident's 57th anniversary, Khalat will get a 57% discount on Steam today starting at 3 p.m.
That period has passed.
You can't say the title.
It's still on sale.
Yeah, it's like the sale was. Yeah, you know, it was. Well, the story was published on the 2nd. It's the 5th now. So,
yeah, it looks really pretty. And it actually.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it's an entertaining game. I think Polygon reviewed it pretty well.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Looks kind of scary.
Good review from Polygon.
Yeah, I know. So there you go.
Before we move on, I think everybody wants to hear.
By good, I mean they weren't complaining that it's sexist or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. Although it is apparently, looking at the comments here, it is apparently a walking simulator.
No, that's okay. Yeah. It's different, you know. That there's nothing wrong with that. All right.
They put a lot of people off, so I just let it. It's good to have that out there.
Say it one more time for the audience.
Yeah, we can't move on.
Khalat.
Khalat.
Khalat. It's like.
Harlot?
You know,
like Harlot.
I'm gonna have some. You know, I'm gonna make some Harlot bread.
Yeah,
it's like total phlegm coming out of your throat to say the game, just to say the title.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, take us to the next story.
I wonder how many people choked to death just saying the title.
I don't know.
Don't drink milk before saying this name.
Coming to us live from Gubatsu, Disgaea PC launches February 24th. Limited physical version announced. Oh, well, limited. So, this might be a harder-to-find game, or I don't know, maybe you have to pre-order.
No, it's going to end up on Steam, and in fact, it comes with a digital code. It just has swag in it.
And that's what they're talking about. I mean, this is basically about the swag.
Yeah.
In addition to the Steam release, limited physical edition will also be available via NIS American Online Store. Oh, so this is going to be only on their store. It's probably a good idea. It includes a digital copy of the game, collector's box, original soundtrack, 32 tracks. I doubt that's all the music in the game, but that's probably a pretty good amount of it. And
it's like 44 about half the soundtrack.
That's not bad, though. Usually they give you like a 10-song sampler.
It's probably like the best 32 tracks out of the entire soundtrack.
Well, that's good.
And then
I hope so.
Anyway.
44-page art book.
That's a good art
book. PC version of Disgaea has an updated user interface and textures, keyboard, mouse, and controller support. All the content from Disgaea Afternoon of Darkness and new Steam features, including achievements, cloud saves, not just one save. You don't get just one. You get more. Badges and trading cards. That would suck.
We don't need no save.
Also, I read in the description on the Steam page, and it says they updated the textures, but they didn't. Doesn't sound like they updated the sprites themselves, which is odd. But I'm sure modders will get on that.
Of course.
You get one save for all of your Steam games. Good luck with that.
Modders probably will also alter the game so that it has some of the more modern day fixings that Disgaea 4 and 5 have.
Nothing wrong with that, man. It's decent. Disgaea is a good game. I know it's a good game. I just, you know, I just got my own personal issues with those type of games. But it's a good game. It's been around for a long time, so I'm glad to see it getting good.
I hope other Nippon Enshi games end up on Steam as a result of this.
Yeah. I would like to play a Disgaea game one time.
Yeah,
I mean, not like just play it once. I mean, just I would like a chance to play a Disgaea game. I just never really had an opportunity. Yeah.
All right, maybe you'll have the opportunity to play this next game. Eric, next story, please.
Adventures of Mana is out now, actually.
Yeah,
not for the price they're selling it at.
They're selling it for let's see, I think $13.99. Yeah, and you can only get it on smartphones. But apparently, they're responding to feedback about people wanting to know where the hell the Vita version is.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
I hope that goes well and not south like it usually does.
Yeah. Adventures of Mana, that's Final Fantasy, isn't it? I didn't read
saga.
The story.
No, it's more like it's Mana.
No, it's not Saga. It was, it's Seiken Densetsu. Yeah.
Right, because now...
I'm thinking of Final Fantasy Adventure, but no, this...
Well, Final Fantasy Adventure is that game.
Yeah.
I mean, this is another remake of that Final game.
Final Fantasy Legend was the Saga games. The original Final hang on. The original Final Fantasy Adventure on the Game Boy was the first Seiken Densetsu, and this is a remake of a remake of that game.
And yeah. How many times are they going to remake that game?
Final Fantasy Adventure in the first place is because it was originally intended to be a spin-off series of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it? My impression was that
bows and moogles are in it.
No, that's how I understood it.
My impression was that they renamed it for the same reason they renamed Saga, because they wanted to say that Final Fantasy was
there
established.
There are also sprites for Red Mage characters, too, in that game.
I always liked the Legend games. I had a lot of fun with those.
Yeah, yeah.
The Adventure games pissed me off, but seriously, how many times are they going to get away from remaking Final Fantasy, that Legend of Mana?
Yeah, I'd probably...
Legend of Mana is a different game.
Whatever, god damn it.
They're probably
sort of Mana.
Yeah,
whatever.
Sort of
the
Mana.
Game Boy Advance one. Yeah, it's like it was a remake of the original Final Fantasy Adventure.
Some people didn't like it though,
Seiken Densetsu.
Some people didn't like it though because it used the art style from Legend of Mana, and they hated it by association because they didn't like Legend of Mana. I think something's wrong with you for not liking that game either.
Yeah.
The only bad thing about it is that it doesn't play like
Secret of Mana, and
Secret of Mana
that's
sucked.
Probably what some people.
Yes, I said it, and I'll stick by it.
What?
Secret of Mana sucked.
Yeah.
Wow.
I never played it enough. That's one of those games I wanted to sit down and play, and I never really had a chance.
It's buggy, and it has horrible hit detection.
Mm. It's not as bad as the hit detect or the pathfinding in Heroes of Mana, though, huh?
Yeah, well, that doesn't make it good.
Well, maybe this will be
good. Also, it's worth noting that Secret of Mana, the actual cartridges, were notorious for deleting saves.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, maybe this won't be notorious for deleting saves, guys. This is from.
I hope it won't be notorious. For
I know.
Saves
this is from Silken Era visual novel. The Stargazers combines Yuri and mecha sci-fi. Sekai Project has put developer Loopysoft's sci-fi visual novel Stargazers up on Steam Greenlight. It's inspired by 50s and 80s pulp fiction and mecha anime. It lets you choose one of three girls to get their perspective on the story's events, Tem, Risty, or Vi. It's possible to switch perspectives at various points of the story if you wish to. It's a Yuri visual novel, so it explores the relationship of these three girls as they spend time together at the
What was that little chuckle for?
I just looked at it.
Explores the relationship.
Since it's going on Steam, it's not going to be 18 plus, and there probably isn't an 18 plus version.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of the screens, and it's got a girl looking in the mirror, like,
It didn't sound like sex was insinuated, but suddenly Frank's like, lesbian sex. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, so you've leaped to something
sex
there.
Isn't real sex.
The last Ubisoft made was an 18-plus game.
Yeah. All right, so there's that story. Breakman, next story, please.
Send all complaints to @FrankBranches.
Get out of here, no, Break. The thing is, what you got to remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Oh.
Again, send all complaints to @FrankBranches. Sorry, @WickedBranches.
Yeah, send it to the mug, Moria mug. There you go. All right, next story, Break, please.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, the tales of Symphonia's experiencing some problems on PC. So,
Delays shit port.
Yeah, I know. What a shock. Tales of Symphonia made its Steam debut on February 1st, but it wasn't a flawless launch. People have purchased the port are reporting a number of issues with the game. These are spelling errors, not present text.
Wait. Back up. Okay, start over. You're try not to crack up this thing.
There are spelling errors not present in a port of PlayStation 3 Tales of Symphonia Chronicles. This is a port game that you ported it and you have spelling issues? Text errors in the translation.
Did they have to reapply the translation manually or something?
I don't know. Inexplicable loading times when heading into menus, occasional crashings, and a new variety of DRM. It's like somebody went in here and fucked with the game before it came out. Oh, show them. Fire me, will they? The DRM used in Tales of Symphonia. Yeah, we gotta check and see if anybody was fired during development of this game. During porting of this game, is called VM Project. What? Every time the game is launched, it creates a new .exec file for the game. These are stored in a TL folder in your C drive. Other issues with Tales of Symphonia PC.
Wherever you installed it.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's just weird.
Yeah, I have to do with gameplay. People only get 6 save files for the JRPG. Also, these, unlike the regular Steam, where you only get one.
It's
also,
like those Souls all over again, or Dark Souls all over again.
Also, those preoccupied with frame rate, no, it's locked at 30 frames per second.
It's locked at 30 because it's actually based on the PS3 port, which itself was based on the PS2 port, and the PS2 couldn't handle the GameCube 60 frame rate.
Oh god!
They couldn't.
So this is a copy of a copy. That's how it's broken. Yeah, you know what happens when you copy a copy.
That's absolutely right, man.
Although, Durant's fixing some of the problems, which is the next link.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Bando Namkai is they're aware of the problems and they're working on the issues.
Yeah, right, motherfuckers. That should have been a day one fix, man.
The game is $19.99. Good luck.
Oh, boy. Yeah, go waste your money on that piece of shit, everybody. Jesus.
If you pre-ordered Zestiria on PC, you get it for free, so at least you don't have to pay there.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how you screw up the text in a port. Like, it's a port.
Something tells me that it got garbled or something, because it's not like they had to do a translation. I mean, the translation was already there, so it's probably something in the registry fucking something up, so it's displaying wrong.
They got gremlins in the system.
Yeah. Maybe there's no gremlins in this system, guys. This comes from
Tomatsu. No, there definitely are.
There probably is. Grand Kingdom launches June 21st.
You just skipped the fix thing I had.
What fix thing, man?
We're going to talk about how Durant's fixed it.
I don't see that anywhere in my notes, man.
It's right below the link. Yeah, it's like Tales on Symphonia on PC is a hot mess, then the link, and then a fix, then another link.
right, what's the mess? What what's the fix?
Anyways, it says you can always count on Durant. It's from Destructoid. Tales of Symphonia recently released on Steam. We just talked about it. It says Durant says he did an initial fix in the game, which took apparently less than 15 minutes, and has since put a few hours work to release a preliminary plugin for his Gedo Sato utility that addresses supports common visual complaints. So
is he the guy who did the Dark Souls fix?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he upped the resolution, and he'll probably get on the frame rate eventually.
Yeah, right on. That dude kicks ass, Durant. He
why fucking didn't they just hire him?
They should have.
Fire everybody else you've done. Just get him.
It's like he needs to like get on, like start his own QA company. Basically, like, give me your game, I will make it, you know. It's like, give me your shitty game, I will make it not quite so shitty.
Either that,
I bet they did hire him
before
money
they shipped the game out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he could probably clean up doing that shit.
Yeah.
They didn't hire him for money reasons, and now it costs them more because they're gonna hire him anyway, and you know, they already spent that other money.
Yeah.
Good plan.
Dungeon Buster says it sounds like a train wreck. It is a train wreck, man. But
Dark Souls was also garbage.
Durant should just start a what do they call it? Like GoFundMe, because people would pay that dude. Like I that would be something I would donate to. Like somebody like that. Like Durant's picked a lot of shit.
And, instead of GoFundMe, Patreon would probably be better for that.
Yeah, whatever.
Just GoFundMe's something. For one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He really should, because I think a lot of us would pitch in. I really do. Like that's
I need to start my own version of this.
These companies aren't going to hire them, then somebody else should pay them.
Yeah, that's right, man.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to start my own website like this, but instead of, like, you know, everybody coming on there and like, hey, fund me, just like everybody who comes on the website gives me money.
Yeah, as long as you filter 50% of that to me, Brake, I'm good with that.
You might have to perform some sexual favors.
Yeah.
Exactly. Frank will be performing the sexual favors. Compensating him with 25%.
I would be more than happy to do that for hot chicks, for sure.
Yeah, right. Your odds are that's not who you're going to get.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry, dude, but only men use the internet. You didn't know that?
All right, maybe.
Send all complaints to at Frank Branches.
No, hang on. It's only men who count on the internet. Send all complaints to Frank Branches.
Oh, man, I don't even know how to transition to the next story. Grand Kingdom launches June 21st in North America, June 17th in Europe. And there's special editions. The game will be in North America, be available in a standard and a store exclusive limited and grand edition. So for $99, the grand edition includes the game, which is awesome because some of these editions don't include the game. Grand Opus, the official compendium of Resinale, whatever that is. Full color, hardcover.
Horrible name.
Probably the name of the world the game takes place in.
It's a horrible name.
Full color hardcover art book, 128 pages. That's awesome.
Holy crap. That's
gilded pages.
Yeah, gilded pages. Faux leather texture cover. That's fantastic, actually. 15-track original soundtrack, which, okay.
Sampler, but more than most samplers.
Parade poster, Lilia poster, cloth map poster, 6 lapel pin set, 6 mini art prints, and collector's box and transparent decal sticker set.
Stickers, yay!
Yeah, that's
I don't understand stickers.
That's fairly hefty.
Everybody gets stickers online. Those are like e-stickers, aren't they?
Oh, I know. It looks good. I mean, for $79, you can get most of that stuff except for the stickers and...
You're still getting the stickers.
If I'm going to get stickers, can I have, like, some temporary tattoos, too?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And can I get some, like, face paint so, like, I'm a little kid at the festival?
No, you know what they need to put in there is those sleeves, like, that look like tattoos. They're, like, flesh-colored with like, tattoos. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen those? You pull them on your arms, they're, like...
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
There you go. So there you go. That's some of the additions that you can get for that. Let's see. Mug, next story, please.
All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu. Rainbow Moon for PS4 launches February 16th. PS4 version has updated dialogue, improved load times, and cross-save. Rainbow Moon will launch for PS4 on February 16th in the America and February 17th in Europe. Publisher East Asia Soft announced it will cost $14.99 and €14.99, which is a complete ripoff, and or £11.99 at launch, and be available at a 50% discount for existing owners of the PlayStation 3 and PS Vita versions in selected territories. PS4 version,
because the other two versions of the game were not.
It might be, I don't know. The PS4 version of the strategy RPG features updated dialogues, blah, blah, blah. PS3 and PS Vita versions, yes. They also announced that the PS3 versions, PS3 and Vita versions of Rainbow Moon have been downloaded over 1 million times.
Oh.
There's a trailer, and there's that's a role-playing game with strong emphasis on exploration across a beautiful isometric open world, deep character development, and tactical turn-based battles.
Six playable main. Totally GN.
Yeah. Six playable main characters.
With a lot better.
You know, with upgradable weapons, armor, and accessories, over 100 special skills, and more than 100, excuse me, more than 20 challenging dungeons await you in a massive game that lasts over 40 hours. Hmm. The most, the only thing that caught my eye about it, it's like, oh, look, they're using the Final Fantasy font for their logo. And that was like, so I was like, that's strategy RPG. Next.
Yeah. I don't know any podcast that would use the Final Fantasy font for their.
I know. I mean, it's so hackneyed.
Yeah, who would do
who
that?
Who would do such a thing?
I mean, that's horrible. Using the Final Fantasy.
Terrible. That's a shame. I mean, Squinix might come down on them hard.
Any podcast that does that should be sued. So, you know, if you're out there, podcasts that are using.
Send all complaints to Frank Branches.
I was going to say, send all lawsuits to Frank Branches.
Send all subpoenas to Frank Branches.
All right, guys, let's move on to the next story. Breakman, please.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Horror puzzle game Realm?
Realm. It's just spelled really stupidly.
I'm wondering if they mean it like Realm. Do they mean it like that? Because it's capital R, capital E, lowercase a, lowercase L, and then capital M.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I mean, yeah, Realm, but I mean Realm.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. That's dumb.
Walk of Soul heading to PC, PS4, and PS Vita. Realm. Walk of Soul, which is competing for...
Right. You're not pronouncing the colon.
Realm. Is that the...
I'm supposed to Walk be... Of
Soul. Realm. Walk of Soul.
Yeah, man. Put some stank on it.
Please send all comments to @MoriaMug, please.
Puzzle game, all positive comments only. A horror puzzle game that's due out for PC, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation Vita this first half of 2016. We don't accept negative comments.
Please send all negative comments to Eric at EricRPG.
Yeah, any negative comments to the at @break_man are immediately deleted.
Eric, even though I can't delete
seven people's comments.
What?
Eric, I'm sure you did something.
That sounds exactly like Scientology.
There you go.
The game follows a 17-year-old good name.
Good name. It follows a 17-year-old good name.
Yeah, a 17-year-old girl
called
Iris who falls into her dreams and must find her way back home while being tormented by demons. It's a setup.
Anytime I fall in my dreams, I always wake up before I hit the ground.
It's a setup meant to be reminiscent of indie classic Yumi Nikki. Jesus Christ. I give up on the English language because obviously I butchered it. I fail people. And my website. My webpage is locked up on me. Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. So
the Consequent Adventure is a non-linear and has over 25 puzzles for you to beat. Those puzzles are inspired by other horror games, including the likes of Silent Hill and Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Boy, collect two keys and carry them back to put the eyes in the statue
of
the,
dragon.
I'm sorry, the puzzle design in the Resident Evil games is fucking awful.
Of it's okay.
Which is why they got rid of them in 4.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, here, shoot the thing to save yourself from dying.
Yeah. All right, and that's
which
the
is
news.
Why we're all here, basically.
Exactly. All right, that's the news, guys. Send any and all complaints to MoriaMug.
Frank Branches.
All right, no homie discounts this week. Twitter questions, Breakman.
Oh God, do we have to do this
yes,
one?
Yes, we got to do it, man.
There we go. Coming to us from our buddy I'm gonna put that.
I've never heard
quote unquote
of,
buddy.
I've never heard of a pleasant word said with such scorn before.
buddy.
Freak hey, Five Cast. Would you rather engage in necrophilia with a 5-day old corpse?
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, let me finish. or bestiality, if bestiality, which animal? And then Eric interjects with, I abstain. And then Freak says, you can't abstain, and you must be an animal that and it must be an animal that exists. So okay. Mermaid's off
the table. I'm going to go with bestiality, and I'm going to go with a human female, because humans are animals. Ha! Fuck you.
No, that's a workaround. You're not allowed, man. Come on.
It is not a workaround. Look, he said an animal. Humans are animals. We are mammals.
The only thing that I got to say to this is the dead corpse hot? That's all.
Oh, God.
It's kind of dead, so I don't think it would be.
Yeah, I got
to
go.
5 days, dude, after 5 days, it's not going to look hot.
Yeah, I got to rape an animal because just
the
like
only,
it's
the only
dead
thing hot
body.
About,
yeah. Like, God.
Hang on. The only thing hot about a 5-year old or 5-day old corpse.
5-year old. The only thing hot about a 5-year old.
It's a 5-year old.
5-year old corpse.
5-year old, 5-day old corpse.
There you go. The only thing hot about a 5-day old corpse is the heat that's being generated from the rotting process.
Oh, God. Gross. God, gross.
I'm sorry. It's that's a fact. You know. Otherwise, I think it's cold.
Other than taking up dead family members, this is one of
his. Then again, to be fair, Frank's probably used to cold with that. Yeah, with that fleshlight.
Get out of here, man! I'll stick that fleshlight.
It's not a denial.
I don't have a fleshlight, you son of a bitch.
I have two.
Well, good. For both holes.
In case you're too lazy to clean the first one.
Oh God! Break in. Exiled.
What?
Off the show.
I thought it was a legitimate question.
Oh, God.
Different internal textures.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
It's disgusting. Disgusting!
I think Freak Five's questions are a sincere attempt to completely dismantle the show.
Yeah, that's true. He's going to make me rape an animal for his questions. Like, it's ridiculous.
All right.
I mean, basically, you're raping an animal. The animal's not like, hey, come
here. I think he wants to get rid of Frank this way.
Basically, he's trying to get Frank arrested.
I'm trying to, man. Jesus Christ, man. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing. Mug, what have you been playing, man?
Only thing I've been playing is Final Fantasy X-2 HD because I ordered that last week and it arrived on Sunday Saturday.
Good.
And I started messing around with that. And it's I know the game gets a lot of flack, but it still has my favorite combat system in the entire series.
That combat system is awesome, man. Love it.
Yeah, and it's like there's something very zen about I normally hate the grind, but the grind in that one is kind of fun just because like you learn new abilities mid battle.
Yeah.
And there's something like that. It's just that there's this immediacy to that particular game's combat system that does not exist in any of the other in anywhere else in the series.
No, it's good. It's definitely good for sure. All right, Break, what have you been playing?
I haven't played a damn thing new. It's all Star Wars and Halo and Record Keeper.
Did you play Wyland yet in Killer Instinct?
No, I don't think I even played Killer Instinct this week. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot of time to play this week.
Yeah.
Right. I've been dealing with some falling apart things.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what have you been playing, my friend?
Not Mega Dimensional Onion, that's for sure. But
How about I finished up
Code Realize over the weekend, and I also
don't you mean Code Hut Realize?
Code Hut Realize Guardian Rebirth. Actually, that's the full title. And then I played How to Fool Boyfriend Holiday Star. And I submit the review for that. It should be up soon.
I've heard that's very awful.
What holiday?
It's middling. I mean, it's not worth the $10 they're asking for it. That's what's fair. If you can get it for $1, get it for $1. Otherwise, don't get it.
Is it Arbor Day?
No.
No.
Anyways, the review for Code Realize is up on TotalEGN.com. And I played a little bit more of Echoes of Aetheria. I'm almost ready to write the review for that. I'm really close to the end. And I played a little bit of Mega Dimension Neptunia 7. I got like 7 hours in.
Yeah, that's cool. They're coming out with a new Mega Dimension Tuna, so look out for that, Eric. Mega Dimension Tuna.
Someone on Twitter already made that joke months ago.
Yeah.
Is it Chicken of the Sea Tuna?
Right. All right. I've been playing Wolf Among Us. I'm
Wolf. Very cool. Wolf. Yeah, get right, man. It's Wolf.
I'm almost done with it. It's a great game. Really.
What chapter are you on?
Yeah. How far in are you?
I'm almost done. I'm into chapter 4. Like almost done with that. So.
Probably okay. One of those yeah. guys that says Sub Wolfer instead of Wolfer.
Get out of here.
Sub Wolfer.
Get out of here.
And he said he probably says both.
I'll have a full review probably next week for Wolf Among Us, so be on the lookout for that. I know it's an older game, so fuck the haters out there. At least it's something new that I've been playing. All right,
hey, Frank, say
both. I'm wondering when season 2 of that will happen.
Go fuck yourself, mug. all right, let's move on to our stinkos, Eric. It doesn't
don't you mean go folk myself?
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm sorry, myself.
Oh God. All right, on to stinkos, Eric. I don't see a stinko there. Break man, your stinko.
Oh
not
my
code that Capcom keeps stringing me along with. At least I got further than I ever have gone. Yeah, they put me on the list at least.
Yeah, break man.
Ooh, that's cool. And a list that they're going to file away somewhere. Still, at least they said they're going to put you on a list instead of saying no.
Usually, in the past, like, I get silence and then they just tell me no.
That is kind of actually nicer than just filing your name away. I mean, honestly, like, no. I don't want you to have false hope. No. No.
I almost considering writing back to them and saying, well, here's the deal. Either you're lying to me and giving me the runaround, or you could show me a hand of good faith that it's just one of those times that you don't get review code because you really do have limited supply. And because if you proved it, at least you could give me code, then nah, I'd know you're not just lying to me.
Don't do that. Don't be aggressive.
That's called burning your bridges.
Yeah. You don't want to show any aggression. You want to be as absolutely nice as you can.
Don't bother with.
I'll just ask if it's always going to be like this.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
And if you deal with somebody who isn't being nice, then you talk to their superior or something like that. But you want to when and something like this, if you're dealing with like another entity that has nothing. That will gain really not much of anything from dealing with you.
I know. They're just the people that can give me code. I mean, they still have to get it from Capcom. If Capcom's not going to cough up code, then they're not going to cough up code.
Right on. Well, let's move on.
I mean, not only that. Like, you want to have a good relationship with people. It's a lot easier to deal with people when they like you. They're kind of indifferent to you rather than like, oh, God, not this asshole again.
Right. Don't bother with all that shit, Eric. It's just wasted energy. All right. Break. Please, your stinko.
Well, this past week, my dryer has decided it wants to start dying on me. It's taken me five loads to get like – or cycles, I should say, to get like one load of laundry dry. I've looked at buying replacement parts, but the problem is, you know, which part do I need exactly? Because, there, you know, it could be one of several parts that could be broken on it. And, you know, what if I buy the wrong one? So it looks like I'm probably going to have to just buy a new one. Because it doesn't look like it's hard to fix. It looks like it would be something to be easy to fix as long as I don't have to mess with the gas line, which I don't think I would. I think I would just have to replace replace some of the parts. But
I'd say a dryer shouldn't have a gas line. I mean, there's like the vent, but that's
not. No, I have a gas dryer. My house
How
is
the
gas.
Hell does that work?
Yeah.
But I don't. Gas. I mean, it's all the dryer should need is a power outlet.
No, they're just. Gas
you would think, but a power outlet and a vent for the land.
That's weird. I've never heard of that before. Okay.
Yeah, my house is fucking all gas. Fucking furnace is gas.
That's because of the food you eat.
That sucks, Break. I mean,
it doesn't look like it'd be hard to fix, and that's what really bothers me. Like, I hate the idea of having to spend like $300 or $400 when I could spend like $20 or $30. Yeah, but it's just, you know,
Yeah, that sucks. But on the bright side,
I need dry clothes, so you know, I gotta take care of that.
You could always hang them. Hanging sucks, though.
I hear that.
Works. I didn't know. I just found something on Twitter, and I didn't know that people really wanted Japanese voice acting in Fire Emblem Fates, because apparently they do.
I mean,
it's not going to be in there because why would Nintendo do that? They've never done that.
The people that want it in there are right, but like, why do you want it in there?
Yeah,
I'd rather have a good dub than pandering to otaku people. I mean, I usually prefer Japanese voice acting, but not if it means getting the English translation not having match up with the actual Japanese dialogue. Yeah. Let's see, that Soccer Wars game that Sega did all those years ago. Or was it NSA? I don't know who exactly handled that situation. But they went above and beyond and did two different scripts for the game based on the language track.
Yeah. All right, Mug.
That's a lot of work.
It is. All right, Mug, you're Stinko.
Anyway, it's been kind of a shit week. my wife got into a wreck last night on the highway. She's okay. I mean, she's a little, you know, she has a back injury, so that's aggravated already.
She's okay, except for the fact that she still has to come home to you, but, you know.
anyway, the car's at the body shop, but the front end is pretty fucked up, so it's probably going to be quite expensive, so we have to pay a $500 deductible to get that fixed. That sucks. Also found out that my job is going to start drug testing. And that's not fun. So I have to find ways of dealing with that. Also, I have a stalker.
Oh boy.
And you guys may remember who this is, if you recall Nightwolf, the guy that I used to work with on the East Games. Yeah.
Isn't he the guy that tried to sell the translation for Origin?
He wanted to sell the translation for the translation patch for East Origin after the Oathen Fel'Ghana patch got leaked. And after that, he kind of went, you know, a little bit off the deep end, and he's only gotten worse in the intervening years. But he is determined, like he thinks that I cheated him out of money because when I sold the translated scripts to Xseed. Because the mindset he has basically is like, you wouldn't have had the Japanese scripts to translate if not for me. It's like, okay, I understand what you're saying, but that doesn't give you the right to any compensation from the work that I did on the translations.
Yeah, how about here's $10, go tell somebody who fucking cares.
I mean, the comparison I made is like, okay, imagine if you use one of those programs to make you know, to rip music out of a game and turn it into a MIDI file. Then I go and take that MIDI file and I make an original, a new remix of it, and I sell like a doujin album. The person who made the The guy who makes that utility that produces the MIDI file is not entitled to any, you know, royalties that I happen to make from my doujin album.
Right.
But it's the same kind of thing. And but he's livid and everything, and he's all pissed off at me. And he also wants me to return a $550 $550, which he gave to me and my wife as a wedding gift in 2007.
Oh boy, fuck that guy, yeah. Man.
But I'm not done. He's been emailing me multiple times. He posted the same long rambling thing on 10 of my wife's YouTube videos, including videos of our kids, which is a little creepy.
It sounds a lot like a certain demon Frank had from his past.
Oh God!
So he's been emailing me multiple times, he was like repeatedly tagging me and stuff on Facebook. Well, I don't know how that works because I didn't think you could tag somebody you weren't friends with on Facebook, but apparently you can. But tweeting stuff at me and commenting on my YouTube videos, and he even called me once.
Oh boy!
And get this. He calls and says, yeah, hey, can I speak to Jeff? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like speaking. And then he just launches into 30 seconds of just screaming at me. And so I'm sitting here listening to him, just kind of smirking. And like, he finishes And I said, "Are you done?" Mm-hmm. He took a breath and did another 30 seconds of screaming. And again, "Are you done?" Mm-hmm. And then so he sits there, and then he hangs up. And the idiot, this was not a smart move on his part. He called me from a landline registered in his name.
Oh boy.
I'm like, "You moron." And there's a very good chance that he's listening to this because I know he's trying to find ways of getting in touch with me. And yes, Nick, I know what you want. You're never fucking getting it. I don't owe you anything.
Go fuck yourself, motherfucker. Is that pretty much
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah. If he tries to contact any member of my family again, then I'm going to get the police involved.
Yeah,
I was about to ask, are you getting a restraining order?
Dude, because don't even
I would definitely recommend it.
Eric knows very
even
well.
Even though it's just a piece of paper and such.
Wasn't this the guy that did the translation for Dawn of East?
Well, he did the hacking. Yeah, he has never translated anything. He doesn't know Japanese. He did the hacking work, and he's a very skilled hacker. I'll give him that. But I'm worried
that I'll hack you.
No, I mean like hacking. He's
ASM,
you know,
hacking. Yeah,
yeah, like ASM work and stuff like that. I mean, he's good at that. That's credit where credit's due, and that's all the credit he's due. Let me make that perfectly fucking clear.
Look, let me give you some advice, Mug. When this guy does anything else, just fucking send it to the police. That's all you got to do, man.
Believe me, I'm cataloging all the stuff he's doing, all the stuff that he's doing.
What you've encountered is something that I'm all too familiar with. So Eric knows the shit that I dealt with a stalker of mine, like multiple accounts and threats and. You know, I'm gonna smash your face and
well,
whatever.
He talks badly of me and of XSeed and of Tom Lipschultz, who helped, who basically offered me the whole thing with XSeed in the first place. And the last thing he emailed me just today, actually, he also emailed to Tom Lipschultz and also to comments at XSeed Games. They see the shit that they're tweeting at me and to him, and they're like, "God, this guy's he has no legal leg to stand on, and he knows it." And he even said as much in his message to my wife, is that if he could be sued, and like, which means you know that you can't because you don't have a legal leg to stand on.
Yeah, who knows?
So I mean, he's been smart enough not to actually make any threats.
No legs to
that
stand.
Doesn't mean it's not harassment.
Yeah,
it's still harassment. Listen, but I mean,
I'm just saying it would hold up as harassment in court.
He's got
even,
no legs.
Even if it's not a threat, it's still harassment.
Yeah, he's got no legs.
But the thing is, it's like that's the thing. It's like if there were a threat, the police will get involved. Lickety split.
Yeah,
he has
no legs to stand on, and he has no balls either. So go fuck yourself, dude.
Can you get a restraining order against somebody who hasn't threatened you?
I'm not sure. You start off with a cease and desist.
Yeah.
And I know where he lives now because the idiot called me from a landline.
Yeah.
Easy to serve him with a cease and desist order. Yeah. After that point, it's like you can either stop this or I get a restraining order. You continue after that point, you get arrested.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says he remembers that guy from the ease boards. What a nutcase.
Yeah. The thing is like I suspect he has ASPD because he's not completely crazy. He knows how to turn on the sane to present a case when he wants to.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. Fuck him.
And again, Nick, if you're listening to this, much love. Yeah. But you're never fucking getting anything from me.
Don't waste your time even. Dealing with that guy, man.
I've just been blocking him from everything. I'm saving all of his stuff on that he emails me though.
Oh yeah, for sure. And calls.
What I don't understand people like that is they know that they're not going to get money from you.
Yeah.
Why do it?
And the thing is like if I were inclined to send him that money, that he was like, this is your chance to make peace with me. I'm like, if I did that, he would never fucking stop. And Nick, here's a line that Nick might find appealing because he's a diehard rabid right-wing Christian type. It's like, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Fuck off.
Yeah. Well, he's a stupid bitch, right? And this is my transition, if you didn't get it, guys. There's a bunch of stupid bitches in my Stinko of the Wick. Stinko of the Week.
Stinko of the Wick.
Yeah, of the Wick. You might as well call them Wicks because they're
like the fuse.
Number one stupid bitch that backed into my car. You're a dumb bitch. She back that ass up into my car. And it caused almost $2,000 worth of damage. So go fuck yourself. Stupid bitches at the thrift store, okay? My wife and I were at the thrift store looking for jars. I'm sure you know what that's for, Mug.
Piss jars.
Yeah, piss jars.
Like Jonathan Blow's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, piss jars. But yeah, I found some. But as I'm, you know, my wife's looking at jeans, you know, there to get jeans for cheap. You get cheap shit at the thrift stores. Imagine that.
You probably also get like lice and bed bugs and stuff there. Right. Too.
That's why you wash them.
You wash them, dude.
I'll just give you
granted,
shit.
We understand that you may have problems with that thanks to your dryer, but us normal people, without gas dryers, no one of that bug working. We clean and dry our clothes.
Exactly. But this bitch, she goes, like my wife's looking at you know, jeans, and I have the cart full of the jars that I need for what I need them for. And, you know, I'm just standing there looking at my shit. And she's like, can I get over there? I'm like, I looked at her like, I don't know. Are you capable? Do I need to assist you over here? Like, that's what I felt like saying. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I moved my cart further into the aisle. And she like gave me a disgusted look and like I was doing something wrong. I'm like,
because the way you said it, it sounded like a polite inquiry. And I was like,
No. It's not a polite inquiry, man. This is the hoity-toity white bitch that shops at the thrift store because she thinks it's, quote, trendy.
All right, because the voice you did sounded like that little old lady. It's like, oh, she's so sweet.
No. This is a young chick that.
Well, your voice,
this
you
is,
need a better
this is why Frank is not a voice actor.
I was kind of like taken aback. I'm like, I don't know. Can you I mean, just common sense. Just go around. Like if somebody's blocking an aisle, it's not like the aisles are real wide in the thrift stores here. You have enough to, you know, maybe get two people walking, but if you put your cart in there, it's one way or the other. You go around or you wait. Right. And she decided not to wait. And I decided to move my cart so that she could get where she wanted to go right at that moment. And, my wife was like, you know, he's with me. I don't understand the problem. Just go around. I would have went around. Like, that's what I always do. If somebody's blocking an aisle, I go around. I mean, that's, there's nothing wrong with that. Just go around. But anyway, she's a stupid bitch. Fuck her. And then the stupid bitches at Sam's Club that won't give me my goddamn W-2 so I can do my taxes. That's bitch number three.
Legally, they have to have it shipped out by the end of January.
That's, you know, you would have thought. I still haven't got it. It's the end of the first week.
You could actually take them to court over that because that's federal law they're breaking.
Yeah, I know.
They have to go out by January 31st.
If I don't get it by today, there's no excuses, and I'm gonna fucking call them on their BS, man, because that's stupid. All right, let's move on to Sweetos. My Sweeto is if I can get that W-2, I should be completely out of debt or at least very close to it. So that's a good thing, and then I can start saving for my goddamn PS4 that I've been wanting forever. So there's that.
And then the Xbox One, so you can play with me.
That's right. That's going to be my next purchase.
Nice.
I'm going to get an Xbox.
You're not going to get a Vita?
Yeah, I'll get a Vita, too.
Living La Vita Loca?
No, the Vita is not living La Vita Loca.
Living the Vita Loca.
It's living the casual Loca in Japan, though.
All right, it doesn't look like Eric or Mug has a Sweeto, so break.
What? You guys really don't have Sweetos?
I guess I could mention this, but I didn't mention it last week. But apparently, Darkwing Duck is coming back.
Mm. Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, "It's they're going to change one little thing, and everyone's going to be, oh my god, you raped my childhood! Fuck you!" That whole phenomenon is like your childhood, like the show.
It's like the good old days.
Yeah, it's like, no, but like your childhood, like the show that you're going on about, is in the past. It's unchanged. Your memories are just what they were. Nothing is ruining your childhood.
So far as you can remember them accurately, anyway.
Well, yeah.
All right, Brayden.
Like, for most part, it's like you go back to stuff that you saw as a kid. It's like, I remember the animation being so much better.
Oh, God, whatever. All right, Brayden. Oh,
yeah, like people who remember Nintendo games. Like, a lot of people remember like Nintendo games a lot better than they actually were.
Yeah,
well, actually one of the things I saw. A friend of mine described Shovel Knight. It's like it looks like you remember the old Nintendo looking. That's a pretty accurate description of it. I mean, it looks like the original Nintendo, only much nicer.
Yeah. All right, Brake. Let's get into your sweet old.
Well, I got two stinkos now. One is that I don't have a stalker. Yeah.
I don't think you would think, here, you can have mine.
No, thank you. I like this whole not having a stalker. That's a sweet-o, baby. Mm-hmm. The second one is the return of my second favorite show.
RP Grinders?
Television show.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like my fourth or fifth favorite podcast.
Misfits of Science.
How do you know that was a thing?
That was great.
Yeah, it lasted 2.5 episodes. And then
that was made by the guy who made Heroes. Like that was one of his shows back in the day. It was like there was a guy who could shrink, and I think there was one of them could shoot flame or something like that.
One who had electrical powers.
Or electrical, that's what it was, electrical.
It worked pretty much exactly like Coles did in the Infamous series. Like he had to draw electricity from somewhere. And then there was this goofy ass scene that where he was holding onto it, and he's like, he was either singing or they were playing Johnny Be Good. Like he's holding onto this electrical transformer, drawing power out of it, and then it's like, then he starts attacking these enemies that are coming at him. It's like, go Johnny, go! I'm like, what the hell am I watching here?
Yeah,
but that is not the most '80s show ever. The most '80s show ever was Cop Rock.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, it was in the Wayback Machine on that one, huh?
Dude, that I remember that. But I also remember
saw
things.
It. Never once saw it, but I saw the commercial for it, and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I've never seen Cop Rock either. Oh, I don't have any like memories of that.
You got to watch that. Look it up on YouTube, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find clips of it.
I don't know if I want to.
Oh, yes,
it was one of those shows that only lasted a couple of episodes. Yeah. We were like, yoink.
I think A-Team and Knight Rider are pretty 80s too, man. Those are totally
80s. I love those shows. So.
Airwolf. Like, we should do that. We should.
Airwolf. Airwolf.
Knock it off. Knock it off.
There's an L there. Use it.
No.
Fine. Airwolf. Airwolf.
Get out of here. Get out of here, you sons of bitches.
He's Japanese and Midwestern. It's Airwolf.
You guys suck so bad. All right. Let's move on. So which show?
Oh, wow. Grist American Hero.
Yes.
No, that's not what's back. We're just talking about 80s shows that were great.
Yeah.
So anyway, the return of
Ripley's, Believe It or Not,
Bosom Buddies.
No, the return of my second favorite show, The Venture Brothers. Go see Venture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's back on there. I didn't know there were two episodes. I'm shocked.
I think this is probably only the second time in the history of RP Grinders I've done this, but Dungeon Buster Exiled. Son of a bitch.
Dude, I want him said.
Oh, what did he say?
All right.
A wolf.
All right, guys.
What did Dungeon Buster say?
He said, I don't even want to say it, god damn it.
He said he'd have to exile himself if he did that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm walking off this goddamn show, man.
Well, shouldn't you be getting going right now? We need to,
Yeah, we got to wrap this shit up, guys. Yeah.
But we are on the verge of wrapping up, so.
Yeah.
So nobody else watches Venture Brothers?
I watch Venture
Brothers. I've only ever watched the first episode, and I wasn't especially impressed by it.
That's okay.
What the f- God, son of a
that thing everybody else
dude,
loves.
I'm not insulting you for liking it.
Sorry. Violent reaction, my bad.
All like, right. Fine. You're an asshole for liking the Venture Brothers. Fuck you.
God damn it. Gripper's going to make me exiled his ass too, man. God damn it.
I wanna know, God damn you, Wicked Radio Network, for not working.
I know it's not working for everybody else, but only I can see these goddamn chats. You guys are exiled, even MXT.
And you sound so thrilled about it.
Oh, man. All right, let's quickly talk about let me see. What do we got to talk about? Any cognitive biases that we can talk about real quick before we end the show?
Hold on a second. I wasn't expecting to do this. I thought it would be running out of time.
We got a couple minutes, man, so okay. Let's do it.
Observational selection bias.
Okay, let's do that.
Says this is that effect of suddenly noticing things we didn't notice that much before, but we wrongly assume the frequency is increased. Perfect example is what happens after we buy a new car and we inexplicably start to see the same car virtually anywhere, or like learning a new word and then seeing that word everywhere.
Yeah. No.
So a similar effect happens to pregnant women who suddenly notice a lot of other pregnant women around them. Or it could be unique number for a song, et cetera, but since it's not that these things are appearing more frequently, it's that we, for whatever reason, select the item in our mind and in turn noticing more often. Trouble is, most people don't recognize this as a selectional bias and actually believe that these items or events are happening with increased frequency, which can be a very disconcerting feeling. It's also a cognitive bias that contributes to the feeling that the appearance of certain things or events couldn't possibly be a coincidence, even though it is.
Yeah, is this the?
There's a movie about that. There's a Jim Carrey movie about this exact phenomenon, even though it's not, you know, ostensibly about that. It's called The Number 23.
Oh yeah. What about like seeing things in threes, like deaths come in threes? That's kind of an observation.
Well, considering all the celebrities that are dying, that should be thrown out the window by everybody by now.
Yeah. I mean, what you're talking about, it probably is, you know, a similar thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like for similar reasons, they're expecting something to come up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, subconsciously expecting something to come up. And then you have the typical, you know, counting the hits and ignoring the misses.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That much like cold reading does. So that plays kind of hand in hand. So. Dungeon Buster says, one last note on 80s shows. Otherworld was pretty awesome. I've never seen a dungeon.
Never heard of that one.
Dungeon, send me a link on Twitter if you can find a link to Otherworld. I'd be interested in watching it for sure. So, all right, guys, that's going to about do it for the show. What is that?
A horn.
It was probably the Fall Guy's truck.
Fall Guy.
Wow, yeah.
Or Duke's a Hazard. There you go.
It was General Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing racist about that vehicle.
Roscoe Pico Train, man. There you go. All right.
Love that show, by the way. But yeah, I was like five something.
All right. Look at Dungeon Buster. Dungeon Buster, can you send me that on Twitter so I can look at it tonight sometime? Pretty please. All right. Let's go with Eric. Your plugs.
I'm going to plug GameTactics.com and TotallyGen.com. Look to expect my reviews for the Echoes of Etheria to show up there. And TotallyGen, I'm planning on – well, actually, I already sent the email out. So a review for Eska and Logi Plus has been submitted. It's mostly the same review as before, but I've changed the first paragraph and the second and the last paragraph.
Okay. What else?
But, and I actually gave it a score because I realized I didn't give it a score at the time, and neither did Brandon. So that was weird. But also BostonBrassBrigade.com, review of How to Full Boyfriend Holiday Star will be up there soon. But you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and there's my YouTube channel, Funny T Man. Probably be another week before I actually have time to play Metroid.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
I might at least record or get to the point I was at tomorrow.
All right.
But But other than that, that's all I have to say. All
right. Mug, your plugs, please.
You can find me on Twitter. It's at MoriaMug. MoriaMug.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
That's not part of the name.
You son of a bitch.
I'm going to let him answer.
I'm going to let it slide. Because
I was going to ask you how to type that.
Look, I'm going to let that slide. Check this out, guys. I'm going to show you a little bit of mercy here, Mug. I'm going to let it slide because it's a little bit shorter show. And that, I guess that'll please the masses. Or at least it'll please Freak Five Chaos. Please.
The harmonica pleases the masses.
Oh, God. No, it does not.
Well, it pleases Freak Five Chaos, and he is pretty massive.
No. Well, that's true. it doesn't please Gripper Dungeon Buster or MXC.
Oh, more shit on that one.
That's some BS. They take delight in anything that annoys you.
If they know what's if they know what's best for them, they'll say, of course.
Resorting to threats.
I know.
Get Dungeon Buster, you're goddamn it, you son of a bitch. All right.
Okay. What did he say? You have to share it.
I'm not saying shit.
Because people will be listening to this in archive.
Okay. Magic harmonica for the win. Son of a bitch.
That's the name of a Steam game.
Oh, God.
Magic harmonica for the win. There you go. That's my new game on the App Store.
Mug. My finger's on the trigger, my friend. My finger's on the trigger. Okay, break.
Maybe we can get the developers of the
I've got a homie discount plug.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Okay. Go quick. Bastion Transistor are 75% off on Steam.
Oh, good sale. Nice. Good sale, man. Yeah. It's a magic item found at the heart of a holy dungeon.
Holy dungeon!
Oh, God. This show's gone to shit at the end, man. It was good up until now. All right, Breakman.
We can get the developers of Merman Tail Wrestling to make a game.
Oh, God, I want that so bad.
We need to interview them. We need to interview them. We totally need to interview them.
We need that. We need that. Like, we need more harmonica on the show, probably. Or the opposite.
Well, be forgotten.
Oh, God. All right. Anything else, Breakman? Come on.
What were you? I'm confused. So you don't want to interview them, or do you?
I do. I want to interview them.
But you hate the harmonica, and you're saying you want that as much as the harmonica.
Less harmonica.
I'm so confused right now as to what you want.
All right. Less harmonica, more interviews. There you go. All right.
How about less Frank, more harmonica?
Get the fuck out of here. How about no Mug? How about that?
All right, please. Like, this show could survive without my scintillating presence.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I got to fight for you because after you're gone, I'm next.
Get the fuck out of here, man. All right, come on. Break.
Oh, at RP Grinders, at break underscore man.
Yeah. On Twitter. Why did you just say come on break? I don't want to come on break. I'll come on Eileen.
I'm not going to sing. I don't want to subject everybody to that.
All right. Anything else, Break?
No, just imagine me singing Come On Eileen in your head.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to sing this song forever, Frank.
No, you're not. You are not going to sing this song forever. All right, that's about it for us this week. My plugs are as follows.
Moment. You mean everything.
Everybody. In that dress. Everybody, please root for the Broncos for this simple fact. If the Broncos win, I win $1,000. So if I win $1,000,
Frank will be in a good mood.
Yeah, I'll not only be in a good mood.
You don't want to see Frank in a bad mood.
No, you don't.
You don't like him when he's angry.
We want happy Frank next week. We don't want grumpy Frank next week. So if I do that, I might get both the PS. 4 and the Xbox, so the new Xbox One or whatever the fuck it is.
Sweet. I wonder if they're going to do a redesign soon.
I don't know. Probably. I'll buy one and they'll do a slim version, which will piss me off.
I'll just wait until then. Yeah. Just wait until E3.
Yeah, probably. All right, guys.
Wait till E3.
or you'll have to wait to 2017 for some of them.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. That's about it. Stay safe this weekend, everybody. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later. swear to God, Mug.
I'm killing breaks.
I hate you guys so much. I fucking hate you guys so much, man. Sons of bitches.
Break. Yes.